Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is indeed a Football Friday here on Sports Radio 610, and the Football Friday fun continues on when we are off the air at 2. With the fellows of the drive, they'll be out at Raven Tower near Northside. It is, so make sure you go out and see those fine fellas out there having a good time gearing up for Texans Chiefs, as we all are here on this Football Friday. Appreciation Academy Sports and Outdoors and Tom Ball Ford for doing that. But I dig into the numbers of these things. Mm-hmm. I allow my anxiety to drive me in looking at various different stats and figures and tendencies of teams going into these games. And I kind of am looking at a stack of them, and I kind of need your help, Lopez. I kind of need your help, Fig. I kind of need your help, listener, to tell me whether these are something, nothing, or everything.
I will play.
Is that fine, fair?
I will play.
Okay. You know what? Just to get us in the field of things, Kamari Lassiter foot injury, something, nothing, everything.
Something. Just because he was on the side today. I feel like he's one of those guys that you just feel is always going to play if he has, you know, any chance whatsoever. The whole Shaq mentality, if you can walk, you can run, et cetera. But it's not nothing. It is going to affect how they play.
Yeah, I'm going to say something, too. And maybe this is a little PTSD. I'm kind of getting that with foot injuries around here,
mm-hmm.
where you kind of see a foot injury, it's like, And then next thing you know is like, oh, out for the season. Mm-hmm. Or, I think Tim Settle just had.
Really even know.
Yeah, I mean,
it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's probably not anything, to be honest, mm-hmm. but to me, in my brain, it's something.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of the history.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we got a feel for it. I see mm-hmm. you on the YouTube page. Something. I would tend to agree. I think that is something. It's something, but it's closer to nothing for me. Mm-hmm. However, that's neither here nor there. All right. The Texans have used a lot of zone, 12th highest rate, which, mm-hmm. Is not entirely the highest, but a lot of zone this year. When you're looking at Patrick Mahomes, they have been much more effective against zone coverage this season, generating the third most yards per attempt and completing 70% of his passes against zone. Overall, mind you, his yardage total, which is just under 2,400
mm-hmm.
against the zone, second most in the league.
Oof.
Something, nothing, or everything.
I might go everything on this simply because of what we just talked about with Lassiter in the secondary and new faces perhaps or being affected physically. And then 70% doesn't lie. 2,400 yards doesn't lie. And, you've got a zone killer in Travis Kelce. I think it's everything in this game.
Yeah, and what's interesting is he's only averaged about five yards an attempt, which is the fifth fewest against man. This is a team that has the capability of playing some man. I think they are more inclined towards zone in those instances.
What do you think on this?
I've been trying to
I think it's everything.
It. You think it's everything?
If Texans go man, I think they'll have more success by the numbers alone. But then again, you have an injured secondary. And when, for him to have that kind of success against the zone, which Texans do a lot, as you mentioned, I think that that could be a sort of one of the big determining factors.
Right. Yeah. Are you going to have Patrick Mahomes able to just kind of continually find people to get the ball to?
Yeah.
Especially because I imagine they're going to be trying to get the ball out quick, and this still feels like it ties in very nicely. In fact, can you give me Matt Burke talking about this on defense? Ties in very nicely with the biggest relationship that the Chiefs have on their offensive side, which is Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce is so good at feeling out the space in zone. And this was Matt Burke talking about that relationship that they have.
That's a very unique relationship. And I think when you talk about the off-schedule plays and the scramble drill and those sort of things, like, I don't know how to, like, sort of classify it. It's just different and it's unique because, like sometimes you can't even tell what routes that are being run. You know what I mean? And so, like, when you're breaking games down, you're saying, oh, they run these routes and these concepts, like, And Kelsey's got such an innate ability to uncover and get open, and to have that paired up with a quarterback that can find them and understand where those pockets are going to be is like very, very unique. You know what I mean? Like, it's just I don't think there's anyone else in the league that operates the way they do when that happens, when the play gets going and play breaks down. Like, the receiver's ability, particularly Kelce, to find the spots, and then the fact that Mahomes can find those throws and know where they're going to be. Like, it's just it's hard in terms of how you're trying to, like, get attached and get on guys, because they're just not, like, in the common spots, and how they have that connection to say, like, I know he's going to be there and I can make that throw, or I know this is where it's going to show up, or where this receiver's going to be. Like, we got to really work to get attached when we're in those situations, for sure.
I thought that was great. That's about as transparent as you can get from a defensive coordinator. But I also thought this, you don't know, because I'm not sure they know
what routes they're running at those times.
I'm not sure when the ball is snapped. You know, the old wink of an eye or some hand gesture, maybe sometimes they do that. I think sometimes, Reggie, I think sometimes they just, like, all right, do your thing, I'll do mine. You know, I don't think they have a real idea sometimes.
And it's one of those things that's evident when you think about it, but I just didn't think about it very frequently, which is, you know, that's got to be hell for a defense coordinator. Not just, you know, that they're good at finding each other, but you go, is that something that was designed, or did they just pull that out their keisters?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. And I see a couple of people mentioning that Seth has talked about this being, like, more of a matchup type zone. And for that, I think it's something, but I don't think it's everything, because some of this is also Patrick Mahomes just tends to be good at getting his guys the football in general. But the pressure that he's under is going to try and make the diamonds in this four-year Texans defense. But it's going to be something that I'm very interested in watching in this game. Another thing is, how have you felt about the Texans tackling? Because technically, on the per Next Gen Stats, they've recorded the second highest missed tackle rate in the league this year. But teams haven't even gained that many yards off of missed tackles because of the nature of them swarming.
Yeah.
However, you know, this is a Chiefs team that you really got to make sure that you stick to. And you can't allow them to, you know, use the Patrick Mahomes magic to wriggle out of moments.
Yeah.
A la the third and longs that we've seen a ton of times. Is this something, nothing, or everything?
Well, it's clearly something, simply because, you know, that's a high rate of missed tackles. But every missed tackle has a story, to paraphrase Brock Osweiler. If you're missing tackles on the line of scrimmage, the swarm is there. We've seen it repeatedly. Very recently, we've seen it. You're missing tackles in the secondary, that's an entirely different story. You miss a tackle in the secondary, and they've been very good at that. I wish we could see the numbers broken down from, you know, defensive backs versus linebackers and tackles. Because it seems to me like when we talk about missed tackling, a lot of times it's on runs. You know, like linebackers, et cetera. And then the swarm is there, and it doesn't really hurt you that much.
Sure.
You know, but if you miss, I think the secondary has been pretty strong. And then this is just eyeball test. And you start missing them out there, and then it becomes a different story.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want another audio assist on this
one?
Of course. I kind of like the pop of that.
Yeah.
I would like to go back to Matt Burke, because Matt Burke was asked about something that I had not kept in mind, but I probably should have again.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time that Jalen Petrie over the last couple of seasons has to play with the Chiefs. This is Matt Burke, rather, defensive coordinator of the team, talking about having Jalen Petrie back in the tow for this game.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player, obviously, for us. So it's obviously good to have good players back for us and playing. So, yeah, I think just – that core of sort of underneath defenders for us, the linebacker level, Petrie, and the safety level, like that's where a lot of that stuff's happening. I mean, our corners are our corners and whatnot. But I think having a guy with his speed and tackling ability, because again, a lot of it's going to be tackling in space and those sort of things, that hopefully is a huge benefit for us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Something, nothing, everything, having Jalen Petrie in this game.
Oh, I think it's everything. Just even though, you know, he had missed tackles early in his career, and I think that reputation is still kind of there. He's been much better in terms of tackling, you know, since then, more recently.
Season long, he still has a high, like he leads the team on missed tackles, which is the eighth most for all defenders even. Mm-hmm. But I think you're right. I think that this has kind of tempered down, and some of it is also, you know, he missed games with the injury. But coming back last game, he looked fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think that he's going to matter. I think this is everything. I think having him in tow, especially where you looked at last year, tight ends beating you, and I know that people don't feel great about his coverage capabilities, but what was your substitution last year
right, in
that slot? I think that it's going to be good having guys in the place that they're comfortable in, especially also when we talk about blitzing, when they do decide to blitz Patrick Mahomes, that's going to be a key asset in Jalen Petrie. I think he's huge in this game, having him available.
Especially because Lassiter has been known to blitz, and so you know now you have another weapon at least.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's at least get this one in here. The Chiefs defense that you're facing off against, not nearly the same level of defense as it has been the last couple of years. We've talked about that. They've been susceptible to play action this season. They've allowed a league-high 77% completion percentage on play action. C.J. Stroud in this offense, I guess season-long, hasn't used a lot of play action. It feels like it's taken up in my note-taking when I've seen it. The idea that this defense, real susceptible to play action, something, nothing, or everything.
Oh, I think it's something. I think it's absolutely something. Just because you're right, and this is another eyeball test, not digging into the numbers. I've seen that a lot, and that's one of the reasons that they're going to run the ball no matter what. And D'Amico talked about that this week. Just run the ball. We know that that's what they are, and that's what they're going to do. And the play action off of that, even if you just get 2 yards, you know, second and eight, they're going to have to trust the play action. They're going to have to respect the run possibility there.
I think it's everything.
Really?
In fact, because you got one thing you got to remember. When you're looking at defenses, a Steve Spagnuolo defense is trying to disguise things all the damn time. I think if you can do things that then shifts some of the burden back onto them when it comes to discipline and the things of that nature, I think that's huge. And or even something that as simple as, you know, creating some level of discord in what they do, making it tough on them in the chess match, I think that's huge. And I think that this is one of those weapons, in addition to utilizing motion to help uncover some of the disguises that they're putting
could
in
be.
There.
It could absolutely but, be.
Yeah, putting a lot of effort, a lot of strain on Leo Chenal and the other guys in that that second level of the defense with some play action, huge, hugely important, I think, in this game. I think this is everything.
I think that's what they want. They definitely want to be able to utilize that.
Yeah, so, all right, a little bit of something, nothing, or everything. Oh, and real quick, I think this one could be real quick, because I mentioned this to you. Did I mention it on air or maybe off air? I can't even remember. C.J. Stroud hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in each of his last two starts.
You mentioned it briefly yesterday on air, and I was actually surprised. I just seemed to remember one, because it's not everything.
Are you just remembering Davis throwing touchdowns?
I guess I was. It's not everything, but of course it's something. I mean, and it's something to him. You know, it's something that he wants to get back on track with.
This is as close as it's something, but I think this is as close as I can get to as saying that it's nothing as I think things that we've thrown up here, because it feels like they found a little bit more innovation in, and that's all relative, obviously, in the red zone with running the football. Like it might be that this is becoming a little bit more of a, we can get in the end zone by running the football type of team. It can't be the end all be all. And I think you definitely need CJ Stroud to throw, but I'm not as concerned about this as I thought I would be going into this game. One, because I don't really rate the Chiefs defense right now in stopping the run, but particularly because it feels like they've had a little bit more innovation in getting out to the outside and letting Woody Marks or Nico Collins get out there and score a touchdown.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it clearly could be a case where, first of all, they're going to continue to run the ball. They're going to continue to try to run the ball no matter what. So that lends itself to play action.
And a fair point also from the 8-3-2. He probably should have had a touchdown throw if Nico Collins manages to get his body weight directed properly and doesn't step out of bounds on that play, the deep over where he just kind of can't corral himself, where he had the room to turn the corner, interestingly enough.
Yeah.
So fair enough. Fair play to the 8-3-2. This is definitely something, definitely not nothing. Let's turn to the phone line where I'm hearing that we got a Dom in New Jersey who wants to get us hyped for the
game. We need a fix.
Dom, what's happening, my man?
Boys, it's Fire Me Up Football Friday. Let's go. Texans fans, our time is now. This time it's different. Arrowhead has been a house of horrors for us. Let's walk into that dump this Sunday night and exercise those demons. I don't care who's banged up, who won't be out there with us. I believe in this system. I believe in this coaching staff. And most of all, I believe in this team. And it starts with you, Seven. This is your time to prove to everyone that you're still that dude. Again, the word is belief. I believe in you. The city of Houston believes in you. Defense, I need you swarming your you-know-what's off all night long. Play fast. Play physical as hell like you always do. Hit them in the mouth from the jump. Let them know Houston has arrived. And finally, gentlemen, we've been in this spot before. We've received love from the national media, and we never prove ourselves. This time, it's different. Let's double down on all the national media attention we've been getting. Let's show them we're for real. It's all right in front of us. Let's effing go, Texans, baby.
There you go.
All right, Dom.
There you go.
All right, Dom.
Dom's call, something, nothing, or everything.
It's everything.
Let's go.
Absolutely everything. And it does speak to, you know, what we talked about, another primetime game. Another primetime game. Last time you were on primetime, you sacked Josh Allen 8 times.
Sure did.
You do the same thing or have a same type of successful performance against the Chiefs, it's not going to be like, yeah, with the Texans, this. No, I think they'll be all in.
Super excited for this game. Yeah. 7:20 on Sunday. It is that island game that we talk about. Sunday night. 4:20 is when pregame starts with nice. Sean and Seth. Yeah, it is indeed nice. I'm sure that you'll be blazing it. and we'll get all the information and get you ready right here on your home of the Houston Texans, Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us in the loop on this Football Friday. Coming up next, let's do our lunchtime confessions. We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.